You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Bills minus 2.5 at 20-23, with the Dolphins plus 2.5 at 20-21. This total points line is set at 44 currently, with the under and the over both 10-11. And the Bills are looking really good at the moment, Gil. They've won four straight now by an average of 17 points. And they have beaten Arizona and New England in that run. Although, admittedly, their last two wins have come against the aforementioned LA Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. And they haven't won five in a row for 11 years, Gil, the Buffalo Bills. They've got a chance here against Miami, who they've beaten in their last four meetings as well. So there's the possibility the Bills could go into Miami and win five straight for the first time in 11 years on Sunday evening, Gil.
Yeah, since 2004. By the way, let me be clear about the game at Twickenham. I'll take the Rams getting the 3 points. I was probably not very clear about that. I think I said it once, but again, a game that I thought should be a pick 'em. I'll take the 3 points in that game for no other reason but a mechanical one. As far as the Bills, everything you're saying is correct. And, you know, I'll raise my hand. I love, or, you know, I don't love, but it's always been my opinion that Rex Ryan gets way too much publicity, is an overrated coach, is a lot of bluster, and there's not a lot behind it. And 4 weeks ago, when the Bills were 0-2 and their defense gave up a mess of points, they went ahead and they fired their offensive coordinator, Greg Roman. And I, probably on your show too, was like, oh, that's a great thing. You know, Rex Ryan controls the defense, and they went ahead and scapegoated their offensive coordinator, Greg Roman. And then they elevated their running backs coach, Anthony Lynn, to that position, offensive coordinator. And in those 4 weeks, they've been fabulous. You know, they have really improved on offense as well. So, you know, I stand corrected. Maybe there was something to that. As you said, they won these four games in a row by an average of more than 17 points. That is, you know, even if you're not playing Tom Brady, even if you're not getting teams at full strength, four in a row is four in a row. So they enter this with the best rushing game in the NFL, 5.6 yards per rush for the Buffalo Bills. That is tops in the NFL. They do have some uncertainty in the backfield, though, here, Dave. Pro Bowl running back LeSean McCoy, who really got hurt last week and looked like he had one of these season-ending injuries, at least by his reaction, and he got right back up and played some more. But then on Wednesday, he was unable to finish practice because of a tight hamstring. So hamstring injuries are a little pesky. He's second in the NFL in rushing with 597 yards, first in yards per carry. So that 5.6 yards per rush is really all about McCoy having 5.6 yards per rush, first among backs with at least 50 carries. So it looks like he is unable to go. That's the word. Now, his backup is Mike Gillisley, who we have not seen nearly as much of in terms of a sample size in his career. So we're sort of guessing on Gillisley, but by the numbers, that 5.6 yards per carry from LeSean McCoy, well, Gillisley's averaging 6.8 yards per carry. In fewer carries, obviously, easier to sustain one, but 6.8 yards per carry nonetheless. So if the Bills can sustain that on the ground game, you'd think they'd have some good success against a Dolphins team. And the Dolphins are, you know, the quintessential thing in the NFL, whereas are we going to be affected by recency or not? The Dolphins were terrible this year, Dave. Terrible. Until last week. And though they had won one game prior to last week, the case could very well have been made, not the case, but they very well could have been winless. They could have been the Browns. Remember, they won a miraculous game against the Browns early in the season for their only win. And so the Browns happened to be the only winless team in football as a result of that. But the Dolphins were basically the Browns up until last week. And then they go ahead and they destroy the Steelers. So the question becomes, do you believe that or not? I do not.
That's the way of the NFL, isn't it, to a certain extent, Gil? Betting on the NFL is fraught with danger because things can happen like they did last week. And the Dolphins got that win against the Steelers. And Jay Ajayi, we've talked about the Bills running game this season. Ajayi went for 200 yards and Ryan Tannehill didn't throw an interception last week. I get the feeling you're calling that an anomaly, Gil, and that won't happen again this week.
Yeah, J.J. rushed for over 200 yards, and Pittsburgh didn't sack Ryan Tannehill once. And prior to this last week, Ryan Tannehill was one of the most sackable quarterbacks in the league. So, I mean, you know, do I think that that's the rule or that's the aberration? I think that's the aberration. And you're so right. You used the term fraught with danger. You know, again, I we don't make this point enough probably on your show, but more than any other sport, more than baseball, more than basketball, perhaps more than the sports that are very popular in the UK, like the Premier League and rugby and so on, the NFL, if you are betting based on recency, based on momentum, whatever the, you know, whatever sort of nebulous thing of the moment you want to bet on, like whatever is happening now, boy, are you going to go to the poorhouse doing that. These teams' performances change so much from week to week. And the biggest bit of advice on the NFL is that no team looks as good as they do one week or as bad as they do one week. Buy low, sell high is a great bit of not only stock market advice, but really advice in terms of perception and betting in the NFL as well.
Where do you stand on this number then, Gil? 2.5?
I'll take Buffalo.
Yeah. No, I will as well. I'll take Buffalo Bills there in that game against the Miami Dolphins.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.